Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, in response to a request from Nikki, I'm going to talk about the Beatles song Let It Be. This is a song that I heard throughout my childhood. It was a real campfire sing-along song when I was growing up, and the feeling of the song is perfect for lots of situations when you need to calm down. So I'm delighted to talk about this song. I'm going to talk about the words and what I think the song means, and I'll focus on the interesting vocabulary as we go. The title and repeated lyric, Let It Be, is a good place to start. Now, this is not a phrase that's very common in regular conversation. There's a video of Paul McCartney talking about the inspiration for this song, and he said, in the 1960s, when he was stressed or feeling the pressure of being a Beatle, he had a dream about his mother who had died when he was 14. His mother appeared to him in his dream and said to him, "It's going to be okay, just let it be." So I think that in Liverpool in the 60s, the phrase must have been more common and means stop struggling or trying to change things. Leave everything alone and it will be okay. Just let things work themselves out. I think that there's a sort of resignation or acceptance that things are okay or how they're supposed to be. It's like saying, it's cool, everything's going to be fine. We do say let someone be, meaning leave them alone, they know what they're doing. Oh, don't say anything, just let him be. And if there's a problem or situation that you don't want to get involved with, you can say, I'm going to let it lie. What are you going to do about the situation at work? Nothing. I'm going to let it lie for now. Let's look at the first verse. The song starts, when I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. There are a couple of bits of interesting language here. Firstly, I find myself in times of trouble. I find myself means I discover that I am. It emphasizes awareness. It's not just that I am in trouble, but I'm aware of being in difficult times. You might hear something like, when the boss asked for a volunteer, I was surprised to find myself offering to help. Or, I should have been angry, but I found myself smiling and laughing. Mother Mary comes to me. This is quite a poetic way of saying someone visited me. If something comes to you, it's very direct and it's normally used to talk about ideas or solutions to problems. So you might say, I had a really difficult problem at work today that I couldn't figure out. And then the answer came to me when I was driving home. Speaking words of wisdom. This is another bit of poetic language. People say words or tell us stories or tell us about something. If they're speaking, it's not to us. It's the verb we use to talk about watching other people talk. Wisdom is difficult to describe, well, for me, but that's probably because I'm not very wise, ho ho. So if someone is wise, they are clever and have valuable knowledge that they've learnt through experience or through many years of study and reflection. A wise person is able to judge situations well without being distracted by unimportant things that are flashy or superficial. Wisdom is the noun form. Another way to say words of wisdom is wise words. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. My hour of darkness has two meanings. The first is simply the night time, the hours when it's dark. In this song, however, I think the darkness is metaphorical, and it means sadness or depression. People say, I was in a dark place, meaning I was in a depressed state. The British Prime Minister, during the Second World War, used the phrase the darkest hour, meaning the period when we were most afraid of being invaded, the time when we were in the most trouble. When Paul McCartney sings about his hour of darkness, he means his sad or depressed times, and also the night time, as his mother came to him at night in a dream.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the next verse, he sings, and when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. Broken-hearted means overwhelmed by sadness. This is caused by the loss or parting with someone or something you love. Most often, this is felt by someone whose partner, their wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend, has left them. If someone is abandoned by the person they love, they can be completely consumed by sadness and feel like their heart has broken. We do use it to talk about the extreme sadness that children feel at less dramatic occasions, but it's normally an extreme emotional reaction to a sad event. In the song, the broken-hearted people are people who've been separated from the people they love. In the next line, Paul sings, for though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. there will be an answer. Let it be. Although they are apart, parted just means apart in this line. People are normally separated, but this way you get that satisfying double rhyme. There's still a chance that the people will see that there's an answer. If the people relax and accept that things are how they are, there will be an answer. In the last verse, the tone is more optimistic. Paul sings, "And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be." He hasn't said what the source of this light or happiness is. It's just that there is a light, something positive to contrast with the darkness, that shines on him. This is a nice lyric. There is something positive, something showing Paul that everything's going to be okay. The last lines in the verse are, "I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. I wake up from my sleep and I can hear music." To wake up to something means to experience it immediately when you wake up. I usually wake up to the sounds of my children. Sometimes I wake up to more than the sounds because they've come bounding into the bedroom and are climbing on me. When I was a child, I used to go on holiday in Scotland and stay in a caravan on a farm. I have very happy memories of going to sleep to the sounds of my parents talking and waking up to the sounds of the sheep around the caravan. Although Paul McCartney has not said it and denies faith in an organised religion, I always thought that this was a song about God and religion. The title, Let It Be, is very similar in meaning to Amen, which is said at the end of Christian prayer. Mother Mary was the mother of Christ. The hours of darkness call to mind the canonical hours or times of the day that Christians are supposed to pray. I always thought that the broken-hearted people were parted from their faith, and the light that shines on Paul in his hours of darkness sounds similar to the way that Christians talk about the experience of a higher power. During the chorus, there's even a choir and a church organ is used for accompaniment. Whether these cultural references were what Paul McCartney intended or not, I think they add to the meaning of the song in a positive way and have helped people connect with the song and found comfort when they are in hours of darkness and need to be told, it's okay. Everything's going to be okay. Just let it be. So there you have my interpretation of the song and the useful or interesting vocabulary from the lyrics. I suggest you listen to the song again, and I'll put a video with the song on the page for this podcast with an activity that you can use to test yourself on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a rating or a review. I'd love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. If there are any songs you'd like me to talk about or anything else you'd like to hear, I'd be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.